The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The Patriot is WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Work requirements for federal food aid recipients have emerged as a final sticking point in ongoing talks over the looming debt crisis. Louisiana Congressman Garrett Graves, a Republican budget negotiator, is surprised Democrats are making this one of their most important objections.
I mean, if you're really going to fall on the sword for that versus actually negotiating something that changes the trajectory of the country for spending, I mean, that's crazy to me that we're even having this debate today.
Are you willing to drop that work requirement?
Not a chance. Not happening.
Democrats are strenuously opposed to work requirements. White House spokesman Andrew Bates calls them cruel and senseless. Russia's military struck a building containing psychology and veterinary clinics in the city of Dnipro. That's in central Ukraine. Reports say that two people were killed, more than 30 injured, including two children. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.
Mark Levin doesn't think the president knows the Constitution.
The 14th Amendment. What about the 14th Amendment? Does that empower the president to unilaterally borrow money? Does that even sound right to any of you? Has anybody ever done that before? No. So why now? Why even negotiate with the Republicans in Congress if it's in the 14th Amendment? Why even waste your time with Congress at all if it's in the 14th Amendment? Just do it!
Mark Levin, weeknights at 8 on AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent Radio.
With the Patriot Half Off Deals program, you can save 50% or more on great products and services right here in the metro area. Just visit am1280thepatriot.com and click the Half Off Deals icon. It's the Patriot Half Off Deals program at am1280thepatriot.com. Today's high around 80 degrees, sunny skies. Your low tonight about 55 with clear skies for the overnight. Sunday, mostly sunny with a high around 82 degrees. The Northern Alliance Radio Network Headliner Edition with Mitch Berg coming up.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing. The shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy, but perhaps not hopeless institutional blue. The Northern Alliance Radio Network. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My game, bringing the truth to the Twin Cities for, lo, this past 19 years and change. Now, we've been at this by in this case, we being my colleagues, Brad Carlson, heard every Sunday from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280 The Patriot. Jack Tomczak coming up at 3 o'clock today on AM 1280 The Patriot. And King Banyan, charter member of the Northern Alliance, Saturday mornings on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman. Together, we've been the Northern Alliance Radio Network for almost a generation right now. Nobody else comes close. No one else dares try because while we are benevolent despots, we are nonetheless despots. They have to keep us down to 8 hours a week between us just to make it fair. If we had more than 2 hours a week apiece on the air, it would have a humongous effect on the Twin Cities in general, I have a hunch. Honestly, this is the time when, and I say that somewhat in jest, and yet I remember back in 1992, when Republicans, after riding a wave of triumph during the Reagan years, during the 1980s, three straight terms of Republican governance, and you can say what you want about George H.W. Bush not being as conservative as you'd like. I'd agree. But we had three straight terms of generally excellent governments, and then Bill Clinton comes along and brings 2 years of moldy, dismal, blue government. He's recognized as perhaps governing to the right of George W. Bush these days. But then he had to, because in 1994, Congress took over. The Republicans took over Congress, the greatest flip in electoral history. And Bill Clinton had to govern like a conservative to survive. And one of the key players in that turnaround was Rush Limbaugh. In fact, he was inducted as an honorary member of the congressional class of 1994 because of his role in informing and motivating and galvanizing a conservative movement in 1994 that caused the greatest eruption of conservative fervor in the history of the United States, flipping Congress entirely for the first time since to the Republicans entirely for the first time since the 1920s. Brad Carlson will no doubt fact check me on that, and that's fine. A long time, a very long time. It was the first time that the South was represented primarily in Congress by Republicans ever since the Civil War. And Rush Limbaugh played a disproportionate role in that, and everyone knew it. And Brad, Jack, King, and I, especially Brad, Jack, and I, aspire in our own little way to do the same thing, because there is so much that you are being misinformed about, so much smack talk going on. It's part of my notion that the DFL is essentially to this state what an abusive spouse is to a marriage. They gaslight. They tell you that you don't really see what you see. What are you going to do? Believe them or your lying eyes? This is how abusive spouses behave. This is how the DFL is behaving. And I, as a case in point, I look at the events of this past week. Now, P.J. O'Rourke, the late great sage of the conservative movement, who perhaps a person who did more than anyone besides Ronald Reagan, Lech Wałęsa, Margaret Thatcher, and Paul Johnson to bring me to conservatism. P.J. O'Rourke said it best. Progressives in power are a little bit like crack prostitutes with stolen platinum cards. They party down. They don't know if there's going to be a tomorrow with this newfound wealth, so they're going to burn it while they got it. And the DFL certainly had their party this past session, and they ended things with a budget signing ceremony that had Leni Riefenstahl sending a chef's kiss from the great beyond. I mean, they all lined up on the Capitol steps, and they got their rent-a-crowd gathered around, and they walked up to the stage like they who must not be mentioned walked up to the podium in the city that must not be named, but rhymes with Fluremberg, and they made a big ritual of it, and it was a big pep rally for them, signing the budget. And the glorified eighth grader who runs the communications for the DFL, by the way, trackers, I did call your communications guy, your junior comms guy, the guy with the mushroom haircut, a little twerp, a glorified junior high kid, and that's how he's behaved all session. So trackers, feel free to log that in the tape for the future here. Thank you. He wrote a tweet putting out a bunch of pictures of the regime marching about like Kim Jong-un in front of the usual rent-a-crowd of grinning retained people, saying, the session wrapped, the vibes immaculate, the bills transformative. Kind of reminding me of like Andy Bernard during the episode of The Office where he's going, Hofstra versus Cornell, slaughter. Just obnoxious sort of bro dude sort of talk. And I looked at the event. I thought, let's continue the thought here. Law and order, missing. Stalkers and swatters, enabled. The rent-a-crowd, de rigueur. That's French for as expected. The smug, overwhelming. The photos, by the way, cropped to a fine sheen. I mean, it makes it look like there's a crowd of thousands there. I would not be a bit surprised if they told everyone, okay, gather downwind or down lens of this camera because we'll make sure it looks like the place is crowded. There was a crowd there, but there's a crowd every time the DFL. Governor Waltz goes to the restroom and there's a rent-a-crowd gathered around rejoicing at the successful bowel movement. Sorry to speak crudely. It's close to lunchtime, folks, but this is the way the DFL acts. That's been their entire message this session. I mean, I joke about the fact that their primary, quote, transparency, end quote, is selfies. Selfies with a bunch of grinning legislators going, yeah, look what we did. We're in the Capitol. I'm on a boat. I'm taking selfies. I'm influencing. I mean, they're like a bunch of eighth graders. And I know they're sensitive to this criticism because the mushroom-headed communications guy was trying to ding me about it earlier in the session. Hey, look at, he doesn't like selfies. Well, I don't care about selfies. It's just a little odd that an entire political party, which promised to be the most transparent in history, uses them as their primary form of public communication when they're not trying to shut reporters down for trying to, I don't know, occasionally do their job, which happens rarely in this state. At any rate, the DFL wrapped up a session in a torrent of social media gaslighting. Say, hey, look at what all we accomplished. And they would run their lists of all the things that they said they were going to accomplish. Everything from gun control to abortion on demand to making Munchausen mommies safe in the state of Minnesota. They call it gender-affirming care. But what it basically means is that parents with Munchausen syndrome fleeing custody orders in another state cannot be affected by custody orders in another state. In other words, Minnesota just sort of put itself above all other state law, which I have a hunch is not going to go ever well in court, of which more in a moment here. So the DFL is going on an epic bender, talking about all the things they accomplished. And the line that I thought was hilarious was from all of them, because they all, I'm fairly convinced that in the morning, they get the line that they're supposed to use from their communications office, the House or the Senate or the party, and they say, okay, have your interns tweet these out at various points. The messages are all exactly the same. There was a picture of a printed out sheet of legislative priorities, maybe about 20 long or 30 long, and showing them all getting checked off. Practically everyone in the DFL caucus in both chambers posted this and said, yeah, Minnesotans didn't want gridlock, and we got this all done, everyone. Yep. And it was interesting because along with this, I should say, was this sort of smack talk that said, hey, if you don't like it, leave. And we'll come back to that. And the other bit of smack talk was, and this came from the party and was repeated by everyone, all the way down the food chain, including all the legislators, all the staffers, all the influencers. It was, they said, Minnesotans elected us because they were tired of gridlock. And it's a lie. It's not. Minnesotans elected the DFL barely because a bare majority of them were panicked into voting because the DFL's lies about abortion panicked them like a bunch of longhorns in a thunderstorm. Hey, Scott Jensen's going to ban abortion. The governor can't change the Constitution unilaterally. Nobody tell Governor Klink. I'm sure he thinks he can. But the governor can't do that. And yet, the DFL noise machine said that in as many words. They said, oh, the governor, if elected Governor Scott Jensen will ban abortion. It's a Supreme Court precedent. It's in the Minnesota State Constitution, for better or worse. And the governor has no role whatsoever in changing the Constitution. And the people who put out the message knew that. They are that cynical. They do bank on people who are susceptible to voting for the DFL being not especially well-informed, not really good at critical thinking, and basically prone to just going along and doing what they're told because they assume the people telling them are telling the truth, which you cannot do with the DFL. Now, there's a reason that the DFL is acting all inevitable. Like they're an invincible machine that cannot be stopped, because that's what they're doing right now. You listen to the DFL's messaging right now. They say, well, we we did all this in our first session. Boy, we're going to outdo that all next session because we, Minnesotans, love us. Minnesotans love what we have brought to this state. And we were inevitable, and we won with a landslide, and we are going to be here forever to do this. There's a reason they're doing that. We'll talk about that when we come back. 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot.
Zumbrota to Zambia and Detroit Lakes to some lake in Detroit. We're where you are. Find intelligent talk anytime by streaming AM 1280 The Patriot at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
We're here with another satisfied JTR roofing customer. What did your home need?
We needed an exteriors update. We needed roofing, siding, entry doors, and our storm doors replaced.
Why did you choose JTR Roofing?
After meeting with their sales team and looking at the products that they were offering as well as the warranty, it was an easy choice to choose JTR.
What did you think of the work JTR did?
The job was completed in a timely manner. The crews were very professional and the workmanship was outstanding. We didn't have any surprises along the way or on our final bill. JTR was very knowledgeable and made it very comfortable from start to finish. Our house looks great. We received multiple compliments from friends and family. I was 100% satisfied with the work from JTR.
Go to JTRRoofingInc.com to set up your no-obligation consultation. That's JTRRoofingInc.com.
When you take the time to really get to know your body, you find that the root causes of its aches and pains are usually simple. The older we get, the more exercise we undertake, and the more injuries we sustain, the more inflammation our bodies suffer from. It's so simple. And my answer to that pain is Relief Factor, which I discovered years ago and take every single day to great effect. It helps the body to fight off inflammation, and I've never found anything that worked better in my life. I can't recommend it enough. 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference. Relieffactor.com.
Do you want to make a difference in your community? Volunteer with your local fire department. Operational and non-operational positions are available, and training is provided. Anyone can be a volunteer. You just need the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. When your community needs you, will you be there to answer the call? Learn more about volunteering at makemeafirefighter.org. That's makemeafirefighter.org.
Thinking about climbing Pikes Peak? You can get this radio station there, too. TuneIn.com, iHeartRadio, and Odyssey.com. We're always on. AM 1280, The Patriot. Intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Say, play The Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Hey, don't forget, AM Radio has 80 million listeners every month. For more than a century, we've been evolving to meet the standards and the needs of the community. By the way, you can text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM Radio in cars. And by the way, it's working. Ford just went back on the whole idea of getting rid of AM radio. They're actually keeping AM radio in their next few years' worth of vehicles because you spoke up. They can't put it in electric vehicles because of interference, and that's another reason not to buy an EV. Anyway, go text AM to 52886. 651-289-4488, should you care to join us. And this goes out to the DFL. Because when you get right down to it, all comes down to... Yeah. 651-289-4488. Talking about the DFL's round, I think it's fair to say orgy of self-congratulation this past week. And there's a reason for it. They're acting like it was all meant to happen, that they were swept into office with a tumultuous acclaim and an unmistakable mandate to rule from the extreme left. And this is part of their rhetoric. I mean, they say it in as many words. Quote, Minnesotans voted to get rid of Minnesotans voted for us because they're tired of gridlock. No, Minnesotans voted for you because they were panicky about abortion. That's it. And some voted because you wrapped yourself around legal marijuana. And by the way, completely against my expectations, they actually passed a marijuana bill, although he'll legalize weed here in Minnesota sometime in August. Don't care. Not my thing. So the DFL has to be nervous about that because they can't legalize it again. And the Supreme Court isn't going to overturn Roe v. Wade again. So they're going to have to do something to make them inevitable for the next round of House elections. And they're going to have to think of it quick. Why? Well, we'll come back to this in a moment. I mean, they're portraying themselves as, well, of course we won. The GOP's crazy. Look at the governor's race. We won by 8 points because Scott Jensen was crazy. This was a verdict on Minnesotans disliking the Republican Party. Well, it is a fact that Scott Jensen lost by 8 points. It is a less convenient fact for the DFL that Keith Ellison crept into office by a thinner margin than his integrity and intelligence would normally justify. He barely beat Jim Schultz. Barely. Likewise, Julie Whiteclaw Blaha squeaked in past Ryan Wilson. Had we had a stronger gubernatorial candidate, whatever that means, it's very likely we would have, if not a Republican governor, at the very least, Republican attorney general and a Republican state auditor, both of which are direly needed, especially in this environment here. They portray themselves as inevitable because of an 8-point margin for governor, ignoring or hoping you ignore, or hoping their audience at least ignores the fact that not only did they barely squeak Keith Ellison back into office, that they barely squeak the drunk in as state auditor again, but they took the Senate by 1,000 votes. Less than 1,000 votes were what put the DFL in with a one-vote majority in the state Senate. If 1,000 votes in the right districts had changed hands, the Republicans would have held at least a one-vote majority, if not a few more. They would have kept the majority they had at the very least over the last session. That's a thin margin of victory here, folks. This is not the sort of mandate that speaks of inevitability, of omnipotence, of omniscience, of being able to do whatever you want and toss the consequences. This is not like California Democrats, which is why they are doing this end zone happy dance to say, hey, if you're a Republican who's thinking about leaving, now would be a great time. We don't want you voting against us. And by the way, we have such a majority. It's a permanent majority. You will never beat us, which is gaslighting. They are treating you the way an abusive spouse treats their victim. This is a 50-50 state. Hey, look at the governor's race. Forget the governor's race. By the way, I can Monday morning quarterback at this point here. I was a good trooper during the campaign, but if we'd have nominated Michelle Benson, like I said, we'd have won. We'd have won. Flat out, we'd have won. Listen to me next time, for crying out loud. Me and Brad and Jack, for that matter. All three of us were on Team Michelle from the beginning. We would have won. So, come on. Anyway. But that's not what happened. So, I mean, everyone can predict the past. Nobody can predict the future. I should say everyone but climate scientists can predict the past. Predicting the future is hard. But 1,000 votes was the only margin. That was the entire margin of victory for the DFL in the Senate. 1,000 votes would have meant at least a one-seat minority, probably more. In the House, four-seat majority and probably between two and, depending how you want to count them, 2,000 and 5,000 votes would have flipped the House back. That is a majority that is so thin. That's thinner than Governor Waltz's margin of health, cardiovascular health. I don't know. It's thinner than Peggy Flanagan's sense of sartorial taste. I don't know. It's a thin margin. And remember, at the end of it all, Minnesota has 8 congressional districts that are evenly split. And the second, the first and the eighth are getting more Republican every year. And they were flips in recent years. The sixth is solidly Republican and will be, along with the seventh, is solidly Republican and will be forever. At least as far as any of us alive today are concerned. The fourth and fifth will likely be Democrat districts forever. The third let's get it together out there, folks, in the western suburbs. And the second is winnable. It could be won. The Democrats' organization beat Tyler Kistner, and their fund, the money. Let's not forget the money that they spend flipped the second. This could be a 5-3 state next election. It could be. With a little organization and with the GOP's donor class coming around. But the numbers don't lie. I mean, you can say some numbers do lie, but the numbers in this state don't lie. While the governor's race compared to what it should have been, was a blowout. Again, between the attorney general, the state auditor, the 1,000 vote margin that kept the Republican Party out of power in the Senate. And by the way, those 1,000 votes flipped. Even if we have a one-vote majority, that holds back the worst of the excesses we just saw in this session here. And that's how close it was. So do not let the DFL smack talk you into acquiescence. Because it's not that. We're not that far out of power here, folks. It's going to require a GOP that pulls its head out of its nethers. Which, by the way, when people say, hey, the state GOP is so messed up, there's no way we can ever come around. That depends on who shows up this next February for caucuses. I mean, yeah, the state central takes a few years to change votes there. But there is a positive hunger to make things change. Is it going to be as positive as it was, say, in 2010 when the Tea Party swept the Republican Party from being minority in both chambers to the majority in both, strong majorities in both? Well, by God, we're going to have to get it there. We're burning daylight here. But there's some other news here. It says the opportunity is there. Center of the American Experiment day before, came out with a poll saying fresh poll results contradict the hype in St. Paul. Most people think the state is heading in the wrong direction. 43% poll taken in May, about a week ago, actually, with a margin of about 4.5%. 43% say the state's going in the right direction. 51% say we're on the wrong track. 4% say no opinion, not sure, and 1% refuse to answer. Thinking about the state legislature overall, the rating of the legislature was 12% excellent, 25% good, 27% only fair, 32% poor. So that's not good. That's 59% fair to poor. And that's not a good ratio. And this is not good news for the DFL. Now, they'll gaslight you into thinking it's really better. Of course, that's why they're leading with all their, quote, accomplishments, end quote. Like enabling stalking, like making it a safe place for Munchausen mommies, like spending an entire surplus of one-time money and raising taxes beyond that in a form, by the way, that oppresses the poor vastly worse than the middle class that run the DFL. The DFL, the regime has a 51% wrong track rating here. That's before the taxes have gone into effect. That's before the no-knock raids going after political opponents. That's before people's names wind up on the Orwellian hate speech registry. that has no definition for what hate speech is and no criteria, no transparency. This is before we have the exposés of Munchausen mommies defying court orders in other states and bringing their children to Minnesota to be chemically neutered in defiance of perhaps saner court orders and saner parties in other states. All of that is yet in the future, folks. They're underwater, and we haven't even gotten into the bad part yet. Now's a good time if you're a Republican to ranger up here, folks. Kendall Qualls, back when we come back. Go nowhere. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot.
Step into Chet's shoes for Timberland Pro Footwear. Chet's carries a wide variety. Experience anti-fatigue technology with a highly acclaimed Boondock. The customer favorite Titan features the Timberland Pro 24/7 comfort system. As always, Chet's measures your feet to help find the right footwear for you. Timberland Pro Footwear comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you can't go wrong. Stop into Chet's store in Spring Lake Park or at chetsshoes.com. If the shoe fits, you've been to Chet's.
Over-the-counter hearing aids are a new class of hearing devices regulated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration and an option for adults 18 and over with perceived mild to moderate hearing loss. Get your hearing tested by an audiologist or hearing instrument dispenser. A tip sheet and shopping checklist is available on the Hearing Loss Association of America's website. Paid for by the Minnesota Commission of the Deaf, Deafblind, and Hard of Hearing, the Minnesota Broadcasters Association, and this station.
Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Our factories have demanded we sell 100 hot tubs and swim spas this week. Huge incentives and rebates only this week. We will even remove your old spa for free. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Free delivery. Free removal of your old spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Master Pool and Spa. Sale ends this Sunday. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. 800-989-0841. That's 800-989-0841.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488, the number to call. By the way, debt runs rampant in the U.S. Student loans, mortgages, car payments, credit cards. Adds up fast. So we're here to lighten the financial burden with the $18,000 Get Caught Up sweepstakes. Grand prize winner gets up to $10,000. Apply to their debts. Three first prize winners each get $1,000. 10 second prize winners get up to $500 in debt relief. Increase your opportunities to win by registering daily at am12athepatriot.com. There's ways you can even get in more than once per day. It's almost like a St. Paul election. So what you can do is go to am12athepatriot.com, 651-289-4488, the number to call, of course. This past Thursday, a date that is pretty much engraved into the mind of every metro area Minnesotan. Certainly, if you live inside 494, 694, it's a date and a beginning of a week you may never forget. It was the date that George Floyd was murdered on, essentially on television. Is on tape, but it was plastered over literally every television you could see from coast to coast and very quickly around the world. And the events that followed immediately after are etched on an awful lot of our minds. With us to talk about the third anniversary of the riots and of the murder of George Floyd is Kendall Qualls from Take Charge Minnesota. Kendall, welcome back to the broadcast. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, Mitch. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. And I think the riots were one of those things like Pearl Harbor and 9/11 and, I don't know, the Bears winning the 86 Super Bowl, where everyone remembers exactly what they were doing when it kind of hit them upside the head. I don't know. It was when the riots came to St. Paul. I remember very quickly sitting in the Midway thinking, man, is my neighbor playing Black Hawk Down too loud on their TV, or is something going on down in university? Tell us a little bit about before we get into the meat of the anniversary here. Where were you and what were you doing when you realized things were going very, very sour that day?
You know, it was tragic, to be honest with you. You know, there were two events, and I remember talking to Tucker Carlson about this. I was on the Tucker Carlson show, and I, you know, basically explained to him where people were unified in the horrific death of George Floyd. That event itself was something everyone was unified on. That was horrific how that happened, play out on national TV right there in person.
Yeah.
But the other event, what the media started claiming was justifiable protest, we were not unified on. And a huge population of the United States, I think all agreed, this is not protest, this is not right. And in fact, there is a large percentage in the Black community that didn't agree with that as well. But it's unfortunate because the media censored their voices.
Absolutely. I want to talk about that, Kendall Qualls, because as with most such events, as with so many of these riots, the brunt of the effects fell on not the upper middle class white neighborhoods of the people who actually set the policy of that led to these problems. I mean, the Minneapolis Police Department's problems have been going back decades. But this didn't fall in Kenwood. This didn't happen in Crocus Hill. This happened on East Lake Street. And the vast majority of the businesses that were burned were owned by locals, by immigrants, by people of color, as they say, by people who are scrapping their way up and coming through the free market system. And that's what they burned down. Not the halls of power, not the, well, with the exception of the third precinct, not the police department. But tell us a little bit about the Black community's response to how, not just the riots, but how people perceived the riots nationwide and worldwide.
Again, you know, this is what we've seen play out for decades now. And it culminated to this one really on steroids, where, again, the Black community or the issue of racism have been used for a political agenda. This idea that the systemic racism, that stuff like this happens to George Floyd on a daily basis, is an outright lie.
Yeah.
And we have data. We have polling data on a national scale of Black Americans, and the data lines up probably where most Americans are. That look, you know, they support the essence of two-parent families are the best thing, that the government should be incentivizing that. They want school choice for their kids. That wherever the kids go, the dollar should follow both their children. And when it comes to the rioting and the whole defund the police movement that came out of those riots, there was a referendum on this. So there was a vote in Minneapolis on defunding the police and using those funds for other things. The majority of Black Americans in those zip codes voted against defund the police. Again, that narrative never gets promoted, you never see it, people interviewed by the mainstream media, a different voice other than the political agenda of the radical left and many of them Black Americans that are driving an agenda that undermines the people they're supposed to serve.
You know, that was where I realized, well, one of many points where it's inescapable who runs the narrative in these situations. Because last year, when you had Don Samuels, who has never been mistaken for a conservative Republican, spending the bulk of the campaign using law and order rhetoric that could have come from Barry Goldwater or Kendall Qualls, for that matter, and come within the closest Ilhan Omar will ever see of being put out on the unemployment line, figuratively speaking here. You know there's something going on, and that the symbolism of that event went absolutely nowhere with the narrative setters out there, especially here in the Twin Cities. I mean, our worthless television and newspaper news people, for the most part, let that completely get by. The idea that the Democrat machine almost got the bloodiest nose in 70 years in the 5th District because of Don Samuels, just the idea. I mean, of course, they're going to let that slide by. Of course, they're going to say, time to move along here. But that was kind of an unmistakable sign to me that the North Side is tired of having other people speaking for them, Kendall Qualls.
Well, that's it. I mean, here's the tragedy of this. And this is not just here in Minneapolis, but across the country. There's a sizable percentage of people in the Black community. They want safe neighborhoods. They want great schools for their kids. They don't think the country is systemically racist.
Yep.
The media is driving an agenda against, instead of reporting this information, instead of reporting this large group block of citizens that have a voice, a different voice, a different narrative, they censor it.
Yeah.
That's driving a political agenda despite the best wishes of majority, and I believe in a majority of Black Americans.
Yep.
So one of the things we did, instead of just complaining about it, you know, like I tell my kids, the world is full of problem identifiers.
Yep.
We don't have enough problem solvers. We produced a documentary that's on sale now, live on streaming platform, and it is people of the Twin Cities from the Black community that denounced what happened in the riots. They said this whole agenda that's being driven is a political agenda. And these people, like, you know, some of them are Democrats. This is not a, you know, Black Republican platform.
Yeah.
They're regular Americans that want a voice and a different agenda.
And I want to talk about that after the break in just a few moments here. We'll take a break in a few minutes here, Kendall Qualls, because this is a very, very interesting project I want to know more about. I definitely want to pass it all around to the audience here, since I'm in a place to do that here right now. But the other news this past week, along with what you just said, I mean, there was a great little bit from Gallup polling that came out 2 years ago in the wake of the George Floyd riots. That pointed out in 1988, the idea that racism was a dominant factor in African Americans' life, in Black Americans' lives, was a minority view. Under 30% thought that racism dominated their lives. And in 2015, that same question was asked. Going from 1988 to 2015, that percentage doubled. Now, what changed? Did life for Black Americans get measurably worse in those 28 years? Or did the narrative and the message change? And I think we both know the answer to that, Kendall Qualls. The answer to that was we had an administration that had a vested interest in working in sowing division, and they had a nonprofit ally that's been in the news this past week. Black Lives Matter has, of course, been a driver in this particular version of the narrative nationwide. And it's been interesting to see that they're filed for bankruptcy this past week after years of grifting both blacks and the white progressive community. Your thoughts on the legacy of Black Lives Matters over this last, especially over this last 3 years, Kendall Qualls?
Again, you're right, Mitch. This is another political agenda. This organization got national prominence because they had a catchy slogan. But when you look under the hood, and when you look at their website and what they stand for, what their missions were, they're blatant and they're unapologetic communists.
Yep.
And a lot of people don't know what that means, but basically that's anti-American, anti-God. You know, don't believe in the founding fathers and its principles and all the things that who we are as Americans. That's their definition, not mine.
Yep.
Those are theirs. The second part for me, which is really something that's dear to my heart, growing up in a broken family and seeing the collateral damage of this, they want to disrupt the traditional nuclear family. They don't believe in the traditional nuclear family. I said, I can't believe this organization is getting funded.
Yeah.
But because no one looked underneath the hood, they just liked the slogan. They got national prominence. They raised millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
And now they're literally bankrupt while paying the founders' family members $1.2 million in annual salary.
Yeah. It was one of the greatest grifts in the history of American politics. And it played perfectly to the virtue signaling of perhaps the most toxic bunch of people in America today, that is to say upper middle class white progressives who like to do their virtue signaling in the public square. Kendall Qualls, can we keep you for another segment? Can I want to talk about what we can do about this?
Yes, absolutely.
Absolutely. We're talking with Kendall Qualls. If you have questions or comments, by the way, on this, the third anniversary of the middle of the riots in Minneapolis and St. Paul, give us a call, 651-289-4488. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. Go nowhere. We will be right back.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
From Lakeville to Lake Superior and Champlain to Chile, we're where you are. We are Intelligent Radio. Listen anytime, anywhere at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Many people are searching for the right 401k decisions within these crazy markets. Are you looking for a local community of investors with the right skills that could help build confidence? Make better financial decisions right here in the Twin Cities. Because you are the best steward of your own money. Call OTA today to learn more in our free introductory investing class, either in-center or virtually at 952-814-4410, 952-814-4410, or go to learnwithota.com.
Pro-life across America, the Billboard people.
I remember when we found out we were expecting you and we were so surprised.
You were?
Yep, but then we heard your heartbeat and knew you were going to change our lives.
What happened after that?
Well, you grew and grew in my tummy. You started kicking, sucking your thumb, and even making a fist.
No wonder I was a surprise.
Hello, my name is Marianne Koharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please call 1-800-366-7773 or visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
We noticed we had a leak in our roof. Hey, I'm Brenda from Stillwater, Minnesota. We noticed some water staining in our ceiling by our chimney. This is our first time working with JTR Roofing. A close friend had recommended them and had a great experience. They ended up replacing our roof and performed the work on our chimney. I would recommend JTR Roofing because they were reliable, friendly. There were no hidden costs in their quotes. And the craftsmanship was outstanding. Not only did they do an outstanding job on our home, but also they support the community. They've had a good reputation in the 30 years that they've been in business. And just overall, it was just a wonderful experience working with the company. I was absolutely satisfied with the work. Absolutely. We're thinking about having our windows replaced, and we will be calling JTR.
Go to JTRRoofingInc.com. That's JTRRoofingInc.com.
There is no faster way to understand the issues of our day than listening to the Dinesh D'Souza podcast every day on the Salem Podcast Network. Hear intelligent radio through your smart speaker. Just say, play the Patriot, Minneapolis.
AM 1280, the Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, Father's Day 2K giveaway back. Drive to AM1280thepatriot.com to register. It's just so it sounds like $2,000 for your father. I'm not eligible. My dad deserves it. But I, alas, will have to pay for it out of pocket. I'll have to do an IOU. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Father's Day 2K giveaway, AM1280thepatriot.com. 651-289-4488, the number to call. Don't forget, next hour we'll be talking with the folks from Speaking Proudly. It's a high school speech tournament for high school girls talking about government, about democracy, about the American republicanism. Not the party, the government system. Shush already, although, you know, we can hope. So hope you can join us for that. It's a big event every year, something I've been really happy to participate in all these years. It's always a blast to talk with the folks from Speaking Proudly. Anyway, we are talking with Kendall Qualls with Take Charge Minnesota, talking about the third anniversary of the death of George Floyd and the riots that devastated sections of the Twin Cities, including my neighborhood, I'll have you know. About this time 3 years ago, tomorrow and Monday, it came to St. Paul. But wherever you were, you probably had some visibility into what was going on, including a whole lot of hysteria going out as far as Maple Grove, people expecting it to spread out there. That's the way the rumor mill works. Kendall Qualls, let's go to the phones. Angela in Minneapolis, you are on the Northern Alliance with Kendall Qualls. Go right ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. Kendall, I believe you're robbed of the governorship. I have no animosity towards Scott Johnson, but I'm hoping that you run again, and whatever support you need, I'll try and provide that for you. But I really believe that you need to run again for the governorship because we're in trouble.
I've heard this from other people as well, so consider that a vote of confidence for Kendall Qualls. You have a question for Kendall, Angela.
Whether or not he is, whether or not he's going
to
run.
Oh, you're going straight to the chase here. Okay, Kendall Qualls, hate to put you on the spot right now, but yeah, you going to do it?
You know, Mitch, first of all, wasn't desire to be a politician. I desire to be a problem solver and a leader. And we'll see. I haven't made a decision. I'm not saying no. I'm not saying yes at this point. And in the meantime, we're working at Take Charge to solve the problems that we are today. And I think we're making some meaningful progress. Like we're getting people that never got involved in civic life that are getting involved. And it's neat to see even people from the Black community are stepping forward and making their voices heard, that we need to return to our roots as a country and as a people.
Yeah, and in fact, we've been talking with you and Take Charge for years now, and the timing could not have been better. I mean, the African-American community voted more, departed from the Democratic Party in the 2020 election more than any election in 60 years. And while it didn't lead to victory here in Minnesota, you're seeing some inroads. Tell us a little bit about the progress that you're seeing, Kendall Qualls.
Yeah, and you know, at the end of the day, politics is downstream from culture. So let me give you an idea. When I was a kid, 80% of Black families were two-parent families.
Yes.
When Richard Nixon ran, he's a Republican, most people don't know this. And when he ran for office, his first time he ran, he got 36% of the Black vote.
Yep.
The second time he ran, he got 18% of the Black vote.
Yep.
That's because our culture was not, it was not uber left. It wasn't uber right. It was dead set in the middle of Americans. We've gone from 80% two-parent families to 80% fatherless homes without one national initiative to reverse the trend.
And by the way, the statistic that always blew my mind was in 1960, a percentage of two-parent families in the Black community was higher than it was in the white community. That tells you a little something about the turnaround in society in the 20 years after that. I mean, Kendall Qualls, absolutely. So, sorry, carry on.
And it wasn't systemic racism. It wasn't because the manufacturing jobs left. The biggest issue was the social welfare. This is what it is. It's an uncomfortable fact for a lot of people.
Yep.
First time in American history that the federal government incentivized women to have children outside of marriage.
Yep. And something that the DFL still considers an objective good. In fact, you talk about this idea of splitting work and money. Especially in terms of incentivizing people to have families outside of the traditional family structure. And they go, well, that's a good thing. That's not the majority opinion among African Americans. I mean, family structures notwithstanding, that's the African American community is actually, as a general rule, more conservative than the mainstream society in a lot of these issues, aren't they, Kendall Qualls?
They are, and in fact, the survey I mentioned to you that the vast majority of Black Americans would want that the federal government to have policies to incentivize two-parent families. The vast majority of them, 76% of them, were Democrats, registered Democrats.
Yes.
So this is a cultural issue, not a political issue.
Yep.
And so what we're doing, we're helping to teach children to, yes, have children, get married first, graduate from high school, get married, get a job, have children, all in that order.
Yep.
And here's the reason. This is not just this who am I think I am and this is a religious thing. We have 50 years of evidence that shows when these kids grow up without a father in a home, higher percentage of physical and sexual abuse when they're kids, academic performance is significantly lower than their peer groups, the two-parent families, all the collateral damage we see, it's crime and everything else. We have evidence. It's called data. It's called research. It's called science, which the uber left used to believe in only when it doesn't align to their agenda.
Kendall Qualls, we got about a minute left right now. Tell us a little bit about your entry into the film business here. You have something out on Salem Streaming right now. Tell us a little bit about your production that you mentioned earlier.
Yep. So the documentary is called I Am a Victor. So it's kind of play on words. When you look at the actual poster, it says I am a victim with a red line crossed out and says victor.
Yeah.
It's because we're not victims. In the course of history and in our country, we have not been victims. We haven't succumbed to the victimhood. And this short little 1 hour documentary is great because it's only 1 hour. You can watch it and have conversations with family and friends. They have different points of view, like we used to have in our country.
Absolutely. I will put that on my list of things to check out next time I have an evening free here, Kendall Qualls. It's a very noble effort. I will post the link to I Am a Victor at shotinthedark.info, as well as a link to Take Charge Minnesota, just so people can find out more. It's a vital conversation for the future of this country, not to mention all the various communities involved on this, the third anniversary of the riots that changed the Twin Cities forever. Kendall Qualls, as always, thank you for joining us here. Let's spend a full hour talking about this sometime, shall we?
Will do. Thank you. God bless you.
Likewise, back at you here on this Memorial Day. And by the way, thank you for your service back in the day. 651-289-448 is the number call. As we talk about defending our democracy, defending our system of government, getting the next generation on board with the fact that it actually matters is one of the most important missions there is. We'll be talking about that with the folks from Speaking Proudly. Right after this, go nowhere.
Are you tired of exposing your retirement to stock market risk? Do you want to participate in market gains but not market losses? Hi, I'm Dale Tondrick, host of the Retirement Playbook radio show right here on The Patriot, Sundays at 11 a.m. I've helped my Patriot listeners like you create their unshakable retirement. Contact me now and I'll send you a free copy of my new book, Unshakable Retirement, 800-799-9316. That's 800-799-9316. Or log on to myinvestingcoach.com.
Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Be advised, Master Pool and Spa is holding a special Memorial Day sale. A one-time opportunity to save 40 to 80% at Minnesota's largest hot tub and swim spa outlet. Our factories have demanded we sell 100 hot tubs and swim spas this week. Huge incentives and rebates only this week. We will even remove your old spa for free. Hot tubs starting at $2,999. Free delivery. Free removal of your old spa. 394 in Louisiana, St. Louis Park. Look for the big blue sign. Master Pool and Spa. Sale ends this Sunday. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665. 952-253-0665.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
From supporting local food banks to raising money for those in need, our listeners know they can count on us to lend a helping hand. Like thousands of AM radio stations across the country, we take our commitment to our listeners and our community seriously. More than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio for help and a connection, in addition to the news, information, and entertainment we provide.
We would love to hear what you value most about AM radio.
Visit wearebroadcasters.com and tell us how you depend on AM. Wearebroadcasters.com.
AM 12.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.